Hello, you have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Had it not been for a weakness in banking stocks, Nifty may have ended higher last week. Nifty Bank slipped 2% for the week, while heavyweights HDFC Bank and IndusInd Bank slipped over 5% each. In today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal, we try to figure out a strategy for Nifty Bank traders for the coming week. Listen in. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nagpal.
As the quarterly numbers are getting reported, market participants appear to be losing interest in bank stocks. What's so scary about this pressure on their loan books? Wasn't it known already?
Nikhil, there are two parts to your question. One is about the market participant losing interest. See, market participants tend to, the volumes tend to go become lower because if a stock is not performing, and you know, if in a bullish market, a sector is not performing, so you will find less number of people, both either institutional side or the retail side, kind of not, you know, moving into it. So, and banks have not been performing pretty well for quite some time, except SBI. Hardly there any other bank which has performed pretty well in last almost 6 months. You know, and especially after March, there has been a correction after this lockdown happened in May-April. It was expected, on the expected line, that the performance will not be as good. But another reason is I think there is another sector which is IT, which is doing well. So, you know, retail trader interest or even the institutional interest has moved to some other segments where there is a performance and there is a secular story. Having said that, I would say that this is not a long-term or a permanent phase, because banks are a proxy to economy. If you have to, if your underlying call is that the economy is going to revive, and the Indian economy is going to grow at a much faster pace as the vaccination pace picks up and as things turn towards normal, the growth of the banks is bound to come because the economy is going to grow. So it's only a matter of time before the interest, you know, comes back to bank. Right now, the issue is with the banks is more than anything else, you know, in case of private sector bank, if you look at it, the numbers in some of the best known banks and the NBFCs have seen a sudden spike in their NPA numbers. I mean, like, you know, Bajaj Finance showing a sudden sharp rise in the gross NPA. It was a surprise. But it clearly shows that, you know, that there has problem in the retail unsecured lending market. So there is one segment which was considered as to be one of the finest and with the lowest amount of NPA. There the problem has emerged. But at the same time, if you look at some of the PSU bank numbers, they are far better than what they used to be. Because probably the wholesale book, which is the corporate lending, the problem got over some time back and the cleaning up process happened. So now we have a, you know, very segmentation happened in the banking sector. Even in the private banking space, some of the banks which were not so aggressive in the last quarter of FY21, there the numbers probably for the first quarter have turned out to be better. So it's going to be a very stock specific case for some time before everything turns out towards an uptrend starts. And you see, large cap banks, they're over owned by institution and FI. So for a period of time, we are seeing some pressure. The other biggest challenge for the banking is the credit growth. I mean, you know, banks have to now have a new challenge that they have to have a growth, and they also need to kind of maintain the quality of the, look at the quality of the borrower very, very diligently. Because otherwise what will happen is you can, for the sake of growth, you can give loan and show growth. And then after a few quarters down the line, that growth which was supposed to be, you know, an indicator of your efficiency becomes the problem point. So I think this is a phase smart banks will not, you know, compromise with the quality of borrowers just in order to show growth. And that is what market realizes. So probably for next 2-3 quarters, you know, we might see, even till the time credit growth off does not take place, I think there will be pressure. A test point would be the credit offtake in the festive season. That is one needs to watch very carefully, that whether the growth is coming back or not. I think that would be a test.
So given what you just said about the outlook for the next 2-3 quarters, as well as the market sentiment right now, is it a good idea to short Nifty Bank this week?
No, see, going long and short on any index is probably decided when the market has opened, and that view either stays for 1 or 2 days. I mean, I can't take a call that, you know, that okay, I'm going to go short on Nifty today and stay short for a position for next one or two months. I mean, even taking a long positional, any positional call, even for a, you know, 10 days is a Herculean task. Forget, you know, going bank short on Bank Nifty. Because see, especially in case index like Bank Nifty, where three stocks hold a large weightage. So even if two of them perform on any day and they have not performed, probably will make the move, the index can move very sharply and your short positions can give you a real pain. So as far as the short-term trading business are concerned, they start with, you know, maybe for a day or two. And the moment the either the support levels are reached or, you know, there is a clearly oversold condition on the chart, you cover the position. So I don't think that this is this would be the right way to look at things. Because on Monday or Tuesday, whenever, it's a day-to-day thing. I won't say that you can go short and just stay like this. In fact, in any index now nowadays, it will be tough to take that kind of a call, whether it's Nifty or not.
So what are your key takeaways from the results of HDFC Bank and Bajaj Finance?
Nikhil, my takeaway is, for one, in case of HDFC Bank, I think there is an adjustment happening because there is a change in the management. You know, the top deck has been reshuffled. So there is a kind of readjustment happening. As far as on the financial result part is concerned, I think they are prudently have decided that they will go for the quality of the borrower than going aggressively on growth. They probably went aggressive on growth and when the, you know, after the first phase of COVID, when the restarted, unlock happened, they probably were more, you know, aggressive. I think some of the problems in retail finance are now coming to fore. But if you look at deeper into the number, I think they are being very conservative. They are being very aggressive in terms of provisioning. They are making higher provisions. Their growth probably is likely to slow down because they are being very conservative. They are going to focus on the quality of the borrower rather than, you know, just focusing on the bank. So maybe, you know, see, to me, if you look at the long-term performance, it's very clear that the management of both these banks, one bank and an NBFC you mentioned, are very clear that it is the quality, even if in short term it means saying, okay, our growth has come down, our provisions have moved up, doesn't matter, we want to maintain the long-term health of the balance sheet. Maybe for a quarter or so, they would show tepid growth, they would not show those numbers which the street has been getting them from now from so many quarters, year on year basis, or, you know, every quarter they show a certain amount of growth. But I think what they are doing at this point of time is to probably maintain the health of the balance sheet, which is far important in long term.
Let's talk about HDFC Bank in particular. The stock doesn't seem to be moving much. Even SBI is beating it. So, garbad kya
hai? No, Nikhil, we bought short term comparison. You know, 4 mahine ko stock chal gaya aur dusra nahi chala. So, that does not mean ke, you know, wo usko beat kar diye. Short term performance can be any reason. Abhi, as I told you, see, there is a shift in the top deck. Now, when that's happening, there is going to be a realignment, some people. And you should understand, they are extremely overowned stock by institutions. So, if suppose an institution decides, okay, I want to, you know, I'm sitting on a huge profit, there is a change in the management, let me see, wait for a couple of quarters to figure out how the new management is taking over the bank. Though I'm sure the transition is going to be smooth, the systems and processes are not going to be changed. But the fact is that it is very tough to replicate the legacy of Mr. Aditya Puri. I mean, he's the guy who actually saw what banking can be 25-30 years back. So, bank, one, of course, is the technical reason of it being an overowned stock in this thing. Secondly, is the readjustment. Third is that, of course, as we just spoke about, you know, of these quarters being retail NPAs increasing, growth slightly slowing down, and their digital issues coming to the fore, you know, their RBI has been clearly telling them about their digital issues, you know, whether it's credit card and all. So I think there is a kind of a change in the reshuffle in the operational side of the bank which is happening, for which they might not show, you know, the kind of result they were showing, it is still far better than most of the banks in the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a question of somebody being expected to come out first in class every time. Har exam mein yahi bachcha first aayega. So once he doesn't come, it doesn't mean that kid is not knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
तो academic record में हो जाता ना कभी कभी first आने वाले को भी कोई सारा पेपर खराब हो गया, तो अभी हो गया, अभी दो क्वार्टर खराब हो गया. So this is, and it's again a case of over expectation by the, you know, by whole street. But I'm sure that, you know, the fact that their focus has always been on maintaining the quality of the balance sheet is something which is going to get them through with all this.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But do keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.